السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبع هداه. أما بعد, we turn back to our دراسة أنا واستدي of the عقيدة of الرازيين, أبو حاتم الرازي and أبو زرعة الرازي. In the last session, we discussed and looked at the affair of Iman, a brief overview of that which is connected to the belief of Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah concerning Iman, that Iman is qawlun wa amal, yazidu wa yanqus, that it is statement and action, it rises and it falls. And that the position of Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah is that what is intended by the statement of the Salaf that Iman is qawlun wa amal is qawlul lisan wa qawlul qalb wa amalul jawarih wa amalul qalb, statement of the tongue and statement of the heart, actions of the limbs and actions of the heart, and that it rises and falls. نعم. And that it rises and that it falls. And that أهل السنة والجماعة جعلنا الله وإياكم منهم. That they believe, that whomsoever believes that Iman is statement and action and it rises and falls, then he is free of irja. In today's session, we look at the statement of Al-Imam Al-Raziyain, or Al-Imamayn Al-Raziyain, or Al-Imaman Al-Raziyan. And that is the statement related to another one of the masail, and one of the issues related to our aqeedah, Sahiha. And that is their statement, وَالْقُرْآنُ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ مُنَزَّلْ غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقٍ بِجَمِيعِ جِهَاتِهِ. That is that the Qur'an is the statement of Allah, or the kalam and the speech of Allah, munazzal, that was sent down. غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقٍ, it is not created from any of its aspects or any of its angles. The statement of the two imams is the establishment of the belief of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah concerning the Qur'an. And that is that the Qur'an, which is of course the name for the speech that Allah Azza wa Jal sent down upon His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Qur'an is the speech of Allah. And it is not all of the speech of Allah. But it is from the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it was sent down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by way of Jibreel to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he conveyed that. And that which he conveyed is uncreated. And that it is an innovation, and it is considered kufr to believe that the Quran is created. And thus, Al-Imam Abu Zur'a and Imam Abu Hatim, they both said, غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقٍ, it is not created from any aspect. And we will see what he intends, or what they intend by way of, by, or from any aspect. And Allah Azza wa Jal refers to his kalam, and refers to the ayat of the Qur'an, using references that indicate clearly that it is speech. اللَّهُ نَزَّلَ أَحْسَنَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابًا مُتَشَابِهًا. The curse in Surah Zumar, that Allah has sent down the best hadith. And the term hadith in the speech of the Arab is a reference to something that is speech, comprised of speech. And likewise, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا, and who is more truthful than Allah in speech. And Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned, فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَهُ يُؤْمِنُونَ, Then what hadith will they believe in after this? And Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned, مَا كَانَ حَدِيثًا يُفْتَرَى. And this was not a hadith that was created or that was fabricated. Yani, these are not just stories or things that were made up. And likewise, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned, فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِن لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا. That perhaps you will kill yourself with grief if they do not believe in this hadith. And so the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah has referred to it as hadith. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jal refers to his speech as qawl, as a statement, as occurs in the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. That indeed we shall certainly send down upon you a heavy qawl, a heavy statement. And Allah Azza wa Jal has said, وَقَالَ اللَّهُ لَا تَتَّخِذُوا إِلَهَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ. And Allah has said, do not take two deities. And Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned, قَالَ اللَّهُ هَذَا يَوْمٌ يَنْفَعُ الصَّادِقِينَ صِدْقُهُمْ. قَالَ اللَّهُ هَذَا يَوْمٌ يَنْفَعُ الصَّادِقِينَ صِدْقُهُمْ. Allah has said, this is the day that the truthfulness of the truthful will be benefited, or they will benefit from their truthfulness. And Allah Azza wa Jal has said, وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى. Indeed, when Allah said, O Isa. And so here Allah Azza wa Jal refers to it as a qawl. We likewise believe that the speech of believer when he recites the Quran, that he is reciting the book of Allah, the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that Allah Azza wa Jal spoke with it with letters and sound. And it is on this basis and establishing this reality that Al-Imam Sijzi, he wrote his book, Ar-Radd ala man ankara al-harf was-sawt, the refutation against the one who rejects letters and sawt, the one who rejects letters and sound. That is because they were individuals from among the people of innovation who rejected that Allah Azza wa Jal speaks with letters and sound. And so this is from that which we believe concerning the book of Allah Azza wa Jal and the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal. And indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal has highlighted this in numerous places in the Quran. And Allah Azza wa Jal similarly informed his messenger that whomsoever recites the Quran or a letter from the Quran, then he has 10 rewards. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La aqulu alif lam mim harf." I do not say that alif lam mim is a letter, but alif is a letter. Walakin alifun harf, walamun harf, wa mimun harf. But alif is a letter, lam is a letter, and mim is a letter. And so here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam referred to alif lam mim in the Quran as letters, and that is Allah Azza wa Jal spoke with speech comprised of letters, and that his speech is something that is heard, as occurs in that hadith that is thabit and established, and occurs in Sahih Bukhari and elsewhere. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, يَحْشُرُ اللَّهُ الْعِبَادِ فَيُنَادِيهِمْ بِسَوْتٍ يَسْمَعُهُ مَنْ بَعُدَ كَمَا يَسْمَعُهُ مَنْ قَرُبْ أَنَا الْمَلِكُ أَنَا الدَّيَّانِ. He said that indeed Allah Azza wa Jal will gather the servants and he will call them with a sawt, with the voice that is heard. And it will be heard by one who is far, just as it will be heard by those who are near. And Allah Azza wa Jal will say, I am the king. And this statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam establishes the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal His speech is comprised of letters, and it is heard by the creation. With a voice, he has a voice that is heard. And that is no doubt that which we believe concerning the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal. And so the Salaf of this Ummah, they had ijma', and they united upon the fact that the Quran is the kalam of Allah, laysa bimakhluq. That the Quran is the speech of Allah and it is uncreated. And this is from the masail and from the issues that are clear and manifest. And this is likewise that which the Sahaba ridwanallahi alayhim, they held. And so Allah Azza wa Jal similarly establishes that he has kalam. As Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, إِنِّ اسْتَفَيْتُكَ عَلَى النَّاسِ بِرِسَالَاتِ وَبِكَلَامِ. That Allah Azza wa Jal said to Musa, that I have selected you above and among from among the people with my messages and with my kalam and with my speech. And Allah Azza wa Jal has likewise said, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. And Allah spoke to Musa takliman. And this establishes that it was with speech. Allah spoke to Musa takliman, with speech. وَكَلَّمَهُ رَبُّهُ. And Allah likewise mentions that his Lord spoke to him. And likewise Allah Azza wa Jal has said, وَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ فَأَجِرْهُ حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ. If any of the mushrikeen seek your nearness or seek for you to bring them near, to make them close, to give them a place of refuge, then do so, that they may hear the speech of Allah. And likewise Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned, يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُبَدِّلُوا كَلَامَ اللَّهِ, that they intend to exchange the speech of Allah. And so there is no doubt that in terms of evidence and in terms of that which Allah Azza wa Jal is establishing the Quran and establishing the Sunnah, as occurs within within numerous ahadith, Allah Azza wa Jal, the Quran is the speech of Allah, and Allah Azza wa Jal has speech, and his speech has been revealed upon the creation. When it is revealed in as the Quran, or when it comes down, or when it came down as the Quran, it was the Quran. When it came down upon Isa, it was considered the Injil. When it came down upon Musa, it was considered the Torah. And all of that, this was the speech of Allah. Different instances of Allah Azza wa Jal speaking and revealing that speech upon his creation. And so, likewise, this was the position of the Tabi'een, and it was the position of the Atba' al-Tabi'een, the great A'imma. This was the position, and it was established by Imam Malik, by the Sufyanain, yani Sufyan al-Thawri, Sufyan ibn Uyayna, Hamad ibn Salama, my Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, of Abdurrahman ibn Mahdi, the position of Waqi' ibn Jarrah, the position of Imam al-Shafi'i and his student, al-Imam al-Muzani. There was a position of Abu Nu'aym al-Fadl ibn Dukayn. And it was the position of numerous scholars, al-Imam al-Bukhari, al-Imam Muslim, and the scholars of the varying regions, Hijaz, Sham, Iraq, Misr, Khurasan, and elsewhere. And so this position then, it was opposed by the people of bid'ah and innovation. And from among them and at the head of them, the likes of Jahm ibn Safwan in Khurasan, who manifested the position that the Quran is created. And he negated this sifa from the sifat of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he was killed on the basis of it by the Khalifa at that time. Likewise, this was something that was propagated by Bishr al-Mirisi. There is no doubt, Ikhwan, that this qawl is a qawl that is batil. This is a qawl and a statement that is false, and it goes against that which the Salaf of this Ummah united upon as it relates to the affair of the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, Ikhwan, we will discuss something from the affair of the butlan, or the false nature of this statement. For indeed it is one, Ikhwan, that you will be surprised that to this very day there are individuals who hold that the Quran is not actually the speech of Allah, but that it is either created or that it is a manifestation of the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Na'am, that which is heard likewise by those who listen to the Quran is that they are hearing the speech of Allah. That is when someone recites the Quran. Na'am, the voice box is created, but that which the voice box utters is uncreated. And so that is the case with all of the limbs of the body as it relates to the Quran. The qalb, the heart that holds the Quran, is created, but that which it holds of the Quran is uncreated. The recitation of the one who recites the Quran is created. That is to say, his speech, the voice box, the larynx, the movement of the tongue, these are all created things. But that which the voice box, larynx, and tongue moves with is uncreated. The one who hears the recitation of the Quran, his hearing is created, but that which he hears is uncreated. And so the position of Ahlus Sunnah is clear and is manifest, and no one deviates away from this other than a mubtadi'. And there are varying reasons why people have fallen into innovation in relation to the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal. From the reasons is their fear that it has lawazim, yani that believing that the Quran is uncreated has lawazim, that is, it has ramifications. And so they see that the position that it is created is lighter and is easier than to hold that it is not created. Similarly, from the reasons is that they hold that the Quran, for it to be speech, actual, true speech, then this is something abhorrent because of what it necessitates. That is, in their minds, it necessitates that Allah Azza wa Jal is like his creation, which no doubt is batil, is false. Similarly, from the reasons that they held this position is that they claim that they sought to free Allah Azza wa Jal from resembling his creation. And that again is batil. In actuality, the one who does so falls into likening Allah to his creation without even realizing. That is because of the fact that the one who says that the speech of Allah, we must say that it is created, because if we affirm that it is created, then we're likening Allah to his creation. They have already done so. That is, when they heard the statement, speech of Allah, automatically in their minds, they said, speech means that it is like our speech. And so we cannot affirm to Allah that which is like us, or a characteristic that we possess and that we have. And so we must free Allah Azza wa Jal from that. And freeing Allah Azza wa Jal from that then is to say that the speech that we are familiar with is not the speech, the actual speech of Allah Azza wa Jal, but it is something created. And they have different methodologies of claiming that the speech is other than the speech of Allah. Similarly, from those who hold these deviant positions are those who hold and who claim that the kalam, that speech, is an utterance, and for it to be an utterance, it must necessitate that something occurred after something. That something manifested, yani a statement manifested, a word, followed by another word, followed by another word, followed by another word. And in their philosophical debates and discussions, this affair of something being done, followed by something else, followed by something else, necessitates likening Allah Azza wa Jal to His creation. The only thing that does this is a created being. The only thing that does something, followed by something else, followed by something else, is a created being. And so, they have numerous methods of arguing that the Quran is created and that it is not uncreated as Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah hold. Likewise, they make a difference, yani, or they confuse between the action and the one who carries that action out. And the fact that that action has athar and has effects. And so, these methods of arguing are all methods, ikhwan, that are batil. And that are all, in essence, in opposition to that which Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah hold concerning the Book of Allah Azza wa Jal. And there is no doubt that the position of Ahlul Sunnah is based in numerous evidence, numerous adilla, and that it is not possible for the varying athar of the Quran to be attributed to something created and the effects of the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned that إِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. If the Quran is being recited, then listen to it and be quiet, that perhaps you will receive mercy. And receiving mercy is something that comes from Allah Azza wa Jal. Likewise, the Quran protects the qulub and the hearts from misguidance. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, Inna anzalnahu Quranan Arabiyan la'allakum ta'aqilun. That we sent it down as an Arabic Quran that you may perceive, that you may have intellect. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned the fact that it prevents and protects a person from ghafla, from being from among the ghafileen. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions that verily we have sent down to you بِمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ وَإِنْ كُنْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. And you indeed before it were from the غافلين. You were people of غفلة, people of heedlessness. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ. That this Quran guides to that which is better, yani to the best of affairs. And so the position then of Ahlul Sunnah is clear, while the position of Ahlul Bid'ati wal Dalala It differs from group to group. As far then as that which is related to the varying groups in relation to the Book of Allah Azza wa Jal, from them we have the position and the statement of the Jahmiyyah and the Mu'tazila. They say that the Quran is created, and they say, just as Allah Azza wa Jal created the heavens and the earth and trees and stones and rocks, likewise he created the Quran. So they do not hold that the Quran is a sifa from the sifat of Allah Azza wa Jal. Rather, they hold that it is something makhluq, it is something created. Hamad ibn Zayd, he mentions, يحاول الجهمية أن يقولوا ليس في السماء شيء. That this is part of their negating the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, and their desire, as Hamad ibn Zayd, he mentions, their desire is to say that there is nothing above the heavens. They negate from him all of his attributes, his nuzul, his descent, his speech, yani his hand, his face, his, they negate from him all of his attributes. And they intend in essence to say that there is nothing above the throne. Similarly, from those who have deviated in relation to the Quran are those who hold that the Quran, or they are known as the Waqifa, and they are those who say that the Quran is the speech of Allah, and they do not say, or they refrain from saying, that the Quran is uncreated. So they say it is the speech of Allah, and that is it, not created, not uncreated. And indeed, the Salaf of this Ummah, they were harsh in relation to this group. For indeed, this statement is a statement that is a statement that causes confusion. They do not say created or uncreated. And so this statement then, many of the Salaf of this Ummah were harsh in relation to dealing with those who held this position. No doubt we have the position, thirdly, of those who said, those that are known as the Lafdhiyya, and they are those who said that my utterance or my recitation with the Quran is created. That is, they did not say that the Quran is created, but they said my utterance with the Quran is created. And this was a statement that was attributed to Hussein al-Karabisi, and it was attributed to the Dawood ibn Ali, Zahiri, and it was refuted. The A'imma of Ahlul Sunnah refuted this position, the likes of Imam al-Shafi'i, Ahmad, Ishaq, Birrahuya, and others. They refuted this position, for indeed, this was a position that they held to be a bid'ah. Those who held that my recitation, or who made the statement that my recitation with the Quran is makhluq, is created, they were considered from the Jahmiyyah. And so these positions then, they oppose the established well-known position of Ahlul Sunnah, and that is that the Quran is the speech of Allah uncreated. From the Tawa'if, we had the position likewise of the Asha'ira and the Kullabiyya. And they were those who said that the Quran is the speech of Allah, غَيْرُ مَخْلُوق, uncreated. But they said that it is كَلَامًا نَفْسِيًّا قَدِيمًا قَائِمًا بِذَاتِهِ لَا يَتَعَدَّدْ وَلَا يَتَبَعَّضْ. They said that the Quran is the speech of Allah, It is uncreated, but they say that it is speech that is in actuality kalam and nafsiyan. Yani, it is speech that resides with his essence, and that it is eternal with Allah. It is not in parts. There are no letters. There are no separate elements. It doesn't have a voice that can be heard, but it is a sifa from the sifat of Allah, and this attribute just exists with Allah. So what about the Quran that we have? They say that the Quran that we have on earth is not the actual speech of Allah, but they say that it is ibara an kalamillah. It is a ibara, or it is a representation of the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is not the actual speech of Allah. The actual speech of Allah, that they say, is this speech that exists with Allah Azza wa Jal. And this speech that exists with Allah doesn't have parts, doesn't have letters. It is just an entity, a sifa, that resides with Allah Azza wa Jal. And they use some lines of poetry that they claim, and that is that they say, and some lines of poetry attributed to Akhtal, who was a pre-Islamic poet, and that is that they say that he said, "Inna al-kalam ala fil fuadi wa inna ma ju'ila al-lisan wa ala al-fuadi dalila." That kalam is in the fuad. That is, kalam is in the heart, and the lisan, or the tongue, is an indication of what actually exists in the heart. So they say that even from the speech of the Arab, that the affair of speech, they understood that it resides within. And what was uttered, or what comes from the tongue, is in actuality just a representation of what resides within. Inna al-kalama la fil fuadi wa inna ma ju'ila al-lisan wa ala al-fuadi dalila. That kalam, actual speech, they say, resides within the heart. And the tongue was just made a dalil, or an evidence, of that which is within the heart. This statement, again, in and of itself, number one, ikhwan, is refuted from numerous angles. From the first of those angles is, number one, this speech is poetry, and it is not an evidence in the Kitab and the Sunnah. Number two, it is poetry of a pre-Islamic poet, and so it was before Deen, before Islam. Number three, that Akhtal was a Christian. These are individuals who believe that Isa was the word of Allah. And so how are we going to take that which is related to our belief in the speech of Allah from a Christian who believes that Isa is the speech of Allah, and that the speech of Allah was manifest in body? Fourthly, the people of knowledge, they mentioned that the lines that were attributed to Akhtal were other than the lines that they claim. They say that Akhtal said, "Inna al-kalama la fil fuadi wa inna ma ju'ila al-lisanu ala al-fuadi dalila." That speech is in the heart. In actuality, what is most correct is that Akhtal actually said, and the lines that are attributed to him, is the statement, "Inna al-bayana la fil fuadi wa inna ma ju'ila al-lisanu ala al-bayani dalila." That verily, bayan is in the fuad. And bayan is different from kalam. Bayan is one's ability to be eloquent when one speaks, and it returns back to the balagha and the eloquence of the one who speaks. And that is something that finds its origin in the heart, and then the eloquent individual, he utters those statements, he utters those words. And so this speech of theirs is batil and is false from numerous angles and in numerous ways. There is nothing from the adilla of the kitab and the sunnah that establishes that which they hold, and the position of Ahlus Sunnah is categorical and clear, and it is indicated by the evidences of the kitab, by the evidences of the sunnah, and by the ijma of the salaf of this ummah, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'een. This is a very, very brief introduction to the topic and an overview to the topic, and we will discuss the positions that we have looked at or that we have mentioned in today's session in detail in the following session, inshallah, and look at the responses of the A'imma of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah in relation to these statements and in relation to the positions that are held, and that we will discuss in the next session bi'idhnillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nasallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala wafikana wa iyyakum lima yuhibbuhu wa yardah. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.